With savings over $390 this shopping season, Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time with those you love most. From snow on the roof to sand between your toes, we have all the vacation rental options covered. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay. Save over $390 this holiday season and book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
In Walmart's Hulouville, everyone ready their cart. Amazing Black Friday deals are about to start. Online and in the app, such great deals to explore. Everything you love from tech toys and more. The days to save and the ones to remember. It's only the 25th to the 30th of November. Set your alarms. Don't miss out. These deals are epic, without a doubt. The who's are already, but are you? Walmart Black Friday deals await. Who knew?
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. We've got a Packer postgame. The Packers won 23-6 over the Minnesota Vikings. At home, they were able to beat a division rival. So, what I'm getting online before I sit down to do this is that is good. That's good. And so we're good. We're good here. Go Pack, go. We will see you next week on Thursday, Thanksgiving. That'll be fun. Go Pack, go. They won. Nothing to talk about. Nothing to be mad about. They won against a division rival. How you didn't like when they kicked the field goal to keep a two-score game instead of trying to go for a 3-score game? You mean you don't like that there was another sign that Matt LaFleur plays too conservative, and you are watching these games, Bart, as somebody who like wants a Super Bowl and isn't just, you know, it's not like this is a place that we call Title Town, but you guys are good, you know, just winning in the middle of November. Like, we won against a division rival. Still not going to be in first place after this week, but that is satisfying enough for you. Okay, then we're good. Then I got nothing to say. We are good. There's nothing to say. We're up 23-6 against a division rival. We won. Yeah, we won. Can we please be happy now? I want to be happy. Yeah. Yeah, Green Magic 6920. Great supporter of the show. Great supporter of the channel. You know I appreciate you for that. Luke says, I'm happy with the win. But my three-year-old said the P word for the first time when they cut to LaFleur. Matt Conda forever. I believe it indeed. Ben, not sure why they were paying Jordan Love $55 million to hand the ball off to a second string running back. Whisk 14, I don't think the defense can play any better other than that game. They played very well. I think JJ McCarthy might not be good at all, but they played very well. So I didn't intend to come on here and be such a jerk, but you know, that's what's, and why is everybody, hold on, why is everyone so free to just call me the R word? I mean, I complain about Matt LaFleur, and I talk about climate change, and I've been called the R word online probably no less than 30 times over the weekend. I mean, call me anything you want. Whatever you're going to call me, like miserable prick or whatever, you know, whatever you're going to call me, you're probably going to catch some of me. But I don't understand why it's so free to just use that word and just be so flippant about it. Anyway, Packers won the game today. And so I do want to talk about that. I'll throw the link up here if anybody wants to join. I do want to say a couple of the biting things here first. These are the things that I do think are my biggest takeaways, whether you agree with them or not, whether they should be or not. My biggest takeaways of the game. One is the defense played very well. The whole team. I titled this episode, Packers Pick Up a Key Division Win, where all units contribute. And all units did contribute. And I think offensively, they just kind of, you know, maybe they vanilla'd it up. Maybe in this situation, I shouldn't be mad about LaFleur kicking a field goal in that moment. Maybe in a vacuum in that moment, I should look around and say, okay, division game, Love might be a little banged up. You know, J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings offense aren't really doing anything. So I should just relax in this one. I should just be fine and let it move on. But I do feel like so it didn't bite us today. It didn't bite us today because, of course, you kick a field goal, you go up 14. It's not going to bite you because the Vikings are never going to come back. And is Matt LaFleur thinking that, like, let's not risk anything here. Let's just kick a field goal. We're fine. Is he thinking that? He has not earned the benefit of the doubt to think that. And you're crazy if you think he has. He has not earned the benefit of the doubt for us to just be like, oh, for us to have all those qualifiers. I don't think he has earned the benefit of the doubt for that. Okay. And I want to tweet. So I got to tweet. I got to tweet. I got to quote tweet. I am willing to be satisfied and move on with a nice win. However, I don't think LaFleur has earned any benefit of the doubt to know that he is calling this game conservative for any other reason other than that's his nature. Okay, I think that makes sense. So I get it. You want to be happy? I'm going to let you be happy. I don't think that he's earned it. I'm not out there trying to see Packer fans that are happy and say, don't be happy. I'm not doing that. You see me being unhappy, and then you come to me and say, hey, be happy. I'm going to be what I want to be. I'm going to be what I want to be. Okay? So I'm going to be what I want to be. All right, links up. We're following some of these games. Can the Steelers come back on the Bears? The Lions are currently trailing the Giants. We'll figure all that out. The Chiefs pretty much have their playoff spot on the line as well. So we'll see what happens there. So the Matt LaFleur thing, that was what I was getting peppered with. So I'm sorry I started probably at the end. Micah Parsons. So I'm criticizing Matt LaFleur, and I always am going to criticize Matt LaFleur. Jordan Love, I want to get to as a separate piece. You have seen people then take that rationale of how they criticize those guys, your coach and your quarterback, and you've seen people apply it to Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons was traded for a couple of first-round picks, and they gave him a massive extension. And I think right away, you're like, okay, here's another guy that we can put into our bucket of criticism. And I don't think that's the case. Anybody that was criticizing Micah Parsons for anything that they would have done or he would have done, you're being impatient. Micah Parsons was worth every penny. Micah Parsons was worth these picks. It was always going to end up this way. Now, are you somebody that needs him to get a bunch of sacks to feel good about it? Do you need a bunch of sacks to be like, okay, now I believe in Micah Parsons? Do you need that number? Can you watch a game and see the impact he's having? I would think that you can, but maybe you just need the sacks. Well, he had two of them today. So, all right, Micah Parsons, and he had, I think, 8 coming into today. Is he up to 10 on the season? No, those two count. So he's up to 8 on the season. He had a 3-sack game against Arizona. He had a sack and a half against the Giants. Let's not forget, in Dallas, he had a sack and also, you know, saved the game at least from not being a tie. So if you're somebody who's out on Matt LaFleur like me, okay. If you're out on Jordan Love, okay. If you're out on Micah Parsons, or you were ever out, today has to be the last day you get a mulligan for that. You got to move on. You got to give up that bit, okay? You got to give up that bit. You got to give it up. And you should also apologize for being that way in the first place. This is Micah Parsons. This is the guy that you've wanted on defense, or a guy that you've wanted on defense for a decade and a half, and you got him. And what, right away, you know, he didn't have a sack against Cleveland. And he didn't have a sack against the Bengals. So you're going to chew on his ass? I mean, you're going to chew out his ass? Whatever I'm going to say? Okay? The other thing, Jordan Love. The way some of you guys talk about Jordan Love, it's as if he's playing like he's J.J. McCarthy. That's the way some of you guys talk about Jordan Love. He's not the guy. He's not it. If you're watching Jordan Love play the way J.J. McCarthy, if Jordan Love had J.J. McCarthy's game today, and then you thought, guys, I don't think he's it, I think that's a perfectly rational thing to say. Has Jordan Love ever come close to the kind of game that J.J. McCarthy had today? Now, Love, what did he do? Statistically, 14 to 21, buck 37, and he got sacked once. He did run it three times for 15 yards. Didn't really do much. Didn't really have to. Made some big throws when he had to. Handed the ball off. Emmanuel Wilson, they ran the ball 42 times. Wilson had 28 carries. So even without RB1, you know, they're doing a good job. And they got it from Wilson, and congrats if anybody picked him up in fantasy for today, and you got your two touchdowns out of that. But J.J. McCarthy was 12 of 19, 87 yards, was sacked five times, two of those close enough to being safeties. I didn't have an argument. I do think that the refs a lot of times go out of their way to not call a safety. They'll say, oh, no, he was there. I didn't see that happening, so I'm fine with that. The other thing is you've never seen him play as badly as J.J. McCarthy has. 12 and 19 again, 87 yards, two touchdowns. Could have been two safeties, sacked five times, two interceptions. Did I say touchdowns? Two interceptions. Just a very bad game. If he ever played that way, you would be welcome to talk in that regard, but he hasn't, so I don't think you can. And I do think that's different than my Matt LaFleur slander in a 23-6. Victory.
In Walmart's Huluville, everyone ready their cart. Amazing Black Friday deals are about to start. Online and in the app, such great deals to explore. Everything you love from tech toys and more. The days to save and the ones to remember. It's only the 25th to the 30th of November. Set your alarms. Don't miss out. These deals are epic, without a doubt. The who's are all ready, but are you? Walmart Black Friday deals await. Who knew?
When you give gifts, you like to knock them out of the park. Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser's chic design, long-lasting scents, and effortless setup makes it the kind of gift that feels complete the moment it's unwrapped. Perfect for your favorite dinner party host or that friend who loves a cozy night in. Plus, its cordless design means you can easily take this gentle fragrance with you from room to room. Airwick Essential Mist. Ready to gift, ready to uplift.
My dad is unannounced joining. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Bart.
Greg Winkler, everybody.
Hey, I don't need to stay on very long. I just wanted to say hi.
Okay.
So, hi.
Well, what did you think of the game? Can you just talk long enough for me to respond to one more tweet?
Yeah. I wonder why they don't like throw the freaking ball more. That's what.
Well, because I'm being told that was fine. It's a division win. Just deal with it.
Okay. All right. I agree. They won the game, but they should have threw the ball a couple more, a little more.
Hi, Barge.
Hi, Mom.
So you can respond to another tweet. I just want to say hi. We kind of got a throat thing going on here, so.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I don't know, Mom had some laryngitis stuff, and I think I'm getting it now, so.
Okay.
Maybe there's something in the air, you know. But we got Crazy Neely here. We got to take her down to one of the village town centers so she can experience the Truman Show firsthand.
Oh, in the villages?
In the villages, yeah. Mm. So, it was a good game, though. They won, and now we got to get ready for Detroit. And I hope they get beat here, but I'm watching the end of that game right now.
All right. I should just see. I bought this check mark and now I'm trying to tweet. I should have never done that because now I'm not.
All right. Well,
all right.
Good luck with the show. We'll see you later.
Good talk, Dad.
Yeah. Bye.
All right. There's my dad. Not sure if he's joining me to help or if he just thinks it's lame that his kid is at home after a game with all these good games. That felt a little more like, hey, should we just come on Bart's show? But I appreciate it, Dad. All right, some comments that I have from other people. Ozone says, I watched the game with no volume and it was great. That's good. What are they doing continuing to have Savion Williams return kicks? Who liked the one, the punt return when Romeo Doubs caught it in the sky? He high-pointed a punt return. That was a little bit different than we've been accustomed to. Stalas Tom says, LaFleur quick game plan should help recovery on a short week playing 4D chess. I am open to criticizing LaFleur for not making it a three-score game and not going for it. I am open to them thinking, hey, it's a short week. We know McCarthy sucks. I am open to it. All I'm saying is I don't think he's earned the benefit of the doubt. Okay? That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Let's see here. What else do we got? Everyone should be a fan however they see fit, including me. Including me. Green Magic's back. I'd be down for another Bears-Packers NFC Championship. I don't think that I would want that. You would want that after Brewers-Cubs, that NLCS? That NLCS, like, here's why I don't want it, okay? Here's why I don't want it. I don't want it because of what the Brewers did win the Super Bowl after, or the Packers did the last time they took on the Bears, right? So that all worked out. But I did feel like this year there was a letdown after the Brewers-Cubs, and maybe that's a different thing. Maybe it would have been different if the Bears never had Caleb Haney in that game. I do feel like there was a letdown against the Dodgers. I don't want it for the buildup. I don't want it for the possibility of the loss. We've already got the win over the Cubs in the playoffs. We've got the win over the Bears in the NFC Championship game. I don't ever want to put that at risk ever again. I don't know what I get out of that. What do we get out of that if we're putting that at risk? We've already done it. Carl Sagan does not like, or Carl Sagan base, this is not the actual Carl Sagan, does not like Matt LaFleur as a coach. Stalas Tom, Matt LaFleur calls the game like JJ is his quarterback. Yeah, everything that I've been thinking about the Packers, I still feel about. Okay? But I'm also happy that they won. I don't know. I might just give up on this. I might just give up on any of this. I don't think I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong. And I'm not trying to be anything. I'm not trying to be anything. I am tweeting more because I bought a check mark and I just want to see how that goes. But I'm not saying things that I don't say elsewhere. I am not looking to rage bait. I am just talking about how I feel. I feel like Jordan Love is good. I feel like Jordan Love is held back. I feel like Matt LaFleur is a conservative coach. Do any of those things change after the result of this game? I don't think they do. I don't think they do. Because they won, does it eliminate me from being able to talk about any of that stuff? I don't think it does. But I do understand where I live. I do understand who I live amongst. And I do understand the nature of Wisconsin. And we don't want to hear we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. If the Packers win, that's it. Nothing else matters. It doesn't matter how, as long as they win. I want to see them continue to build towards winning a Super Bowl, but I guess, you know, that doesn't matter. And then when we do lose a Super Bowl, well, it wasn't it great that we got this far. This is just how we are. I feel Wisconsin in a lot of ways. I really do. I feel down to earth. I am a nice person. I constantly have to convince you I am. But as a sports fan, we're not cut from the same cloth. We're not cut from the same cloth. Because I just don't think that just winning is okay in November. I look ahead to Super Bowls. You know, I want championships. Now, do I pick the spots wrong? You know, I'm trying to figure that out after 40 years of life and 15 years doing this in some regard. But I can only do what I can do, I guess. Q is looks like walking out of the game.
No, I'm in the Village in Tulsa.
I swear I saw Lambeau Field behind you. What could have that possibly been?
It's Restaurante Bartolotta. Hey, they should be a sponsor.
Maybe I thought there was a maybe I thought the Fleet Farm gate was a Left's Lucky Town gate and I got confused.
I mean, Bert, I feel equally as conflicted about this game, but I think where I'm settling is I probably wouldn't have watched another game if they lost today. Just because it would have been so frustrating, because it would have been so Packers to lose today and then win on Thursday. And I don't know. I'm glad they won. I'm glad I could fill a void while you're completing that tweet. But, yeah, I don't know. It feels like we can't be overly optimistic about this team given the injuries and the head coach that we have. So I'm just excited we beat a team that we should. That hasn't happened.
Yeah, really, I've only – the only complaint I had – was that LaFleur kicked a field goal to make a two-score game a two-score game. That's it. That's it. Yeah. That's my only complaint about the game. And that's not enough to, like, prevent me from enjoying a win. I don't – and these shows – I'm not going to keep – it doesn't behoove anybody if these shows are Bart's feelings versus the world. But we have to get past this. You have to be able to understand what I'm saying if I'm going to be able to say it. If I'm gonna try to make this shit work, then I'm gonna need that from you. But if not, look, I'll just go stock shelves or some shit.
No, I completely agree. Like, both things can be true. Like, it could be another example of why Matt LaFleur either can't do math or is just a bad decision maker under pressure. Maybe both, but I guess, let me ask you a question. Do you feel better or worse after this win than you did after the Giants?
Oh, I feel better. The special teams made a play. Defense made some plays. When they did kick field goals, we actually made them. That was good. Watson's getting more involved. Emmanuel Wilson stepped up in a big way. You know, we didn't really make any mistakes offensively. I don't think there's anything too bad. I feel really good. I'm very happy about the win. It's just I tweeted one bad thing about LaFleur.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least you're getting some mentions and some views. So that's all you really tweet for anyways these days with your blue check mark.
Well, I might be in need of more financial stability after the end of the year. Let me just say that.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Is Carlos taking your job?
Who knows?
Well, you know what's good is Sparky has revitalized the fans, so there's a soft landing spot for you.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I'm sure it'll all work out the way it's meant to. Keep up the good work, Bart.
Where'd you watch the game?
What's that?
Where'd you watch the game?
Just at home. Mm. So I listen.
Just getting a walk now? Is it nice out? I need to get some steps in today.
Oh, my gosh. It's so nice. But there's a train coming, so I think it's going to get a little noisy. So I better go.
Oh,
see you, dude. Okay.
See ya. Q actually is trying to get to downtown, but there's no open highways anymore in this godforsaken city of Milwaukee that he actually does have to walk. So that's like the whole grand plan of these highways closing was it's a drive to get Milwaukee fit. And we're in like a giant weight loss challenge because there's not enough bus lines. You know, they don't like the hop, so they make you go on the bus, and then they don't fund the bus. So there's not enough bus lines, so you can't take public transportation. Obviously, there's no sort of rail system, God forbid. The roads are all closed, so you can't use your car. So it's just a walk. It's Milwaukee. They want you to walk. Looks like we've got the Lions heading to overtime on a short week. So that's good. The Bears, I do believe, did get the victory over the Steelers. Giants, they had a fourth and goal, is it? And then they went for it and gave up the football. Chiefs tied the game. So either way, the Bears will still be the NFC North leaders after this one. Travis says, great calls on the defense, bad offensive play calls. Let's see. Are the Bears the worst 3-0 team ever? Oh, I said lefts. I'm sorry. We said West Dallas, did he? And I was thinking Tosa. What did I get wrong there? I'm sorry. My bad. I really was thrown off. I thought I saw him outside of Lambeau. I swear I saw a big G. So he must have walked by one of these liquor stores that has it up there. I swear. Galen Norris, Bart Winkler show. I totally agree. It's great that we won, but LaFleur still called too conservative a game, and that's going to get us in trouble this season. Time to let Jordan Love open it up and start developing these receivers' relationship with him. The two-score game field goal is a LaFleur classic. I agree. Yeah, good. All right. So we're monitoring the Lions here, and it looks like the Bears got a win. The Chiefs game is interesting. Shedeur Sanders just started, and now he's coming off the field for a Wildcat play. Great. All right. We are brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Happy Place Hemp. The promo code is BART, 25% off. You're in Tosa. What did I get wrong? Someone tell me what I got wrong. Happy Place Hemp, 25% off each and every order with the promo code BART. The gummies have been great, and I've been using those for years. Along the way, they added in seltzers. The seltzers are tremendous. I do use the seltzers quite a bit, especially on the weekends. I will probably have a nice, I'll probably have a 5 milligram after this. Get some stuff done, watch the last games, maybe go for a walk. And then tonight, I do pop the Lefs is in Tosa, but it's not in the Village. You're in the, okay. All right. But I'll have one of those 20. So whatever you like, whatever's better for you. Again, there's different things, non-edible, whether it's the creams or the lip balm or whatever for any CBD needs. But they do have the Delta 8s and 9s and et cetera. So you can check that all out. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART. Did the Lions just score on the first play of overtime? There goes Gibbs. And what is that, an 80-yard run? Wow. Is anyone playing against Jahmyr Gibbs and JSN today in fantasy? I am. I'm actually down right now in a league to Paul Himmig. I'm in a league with Paul, a keeper league, where JSN had 37.1 points. And Jahmyr Gibbs now on 219 yards, two touchdowns, and a receiving touchdown with 11 catches for 45 yards has 55.4. So I do, wow. All right. So let's, you know, just assume that the Lions are going to win this game. We'll keep an eye on it. Are the Giants, and if we score a touchdown, go for two situation being in Detroit? I would almost think so. So there they are again. See, and this is another thing with LaFleur. Maybe I'm just flat out wrong. Flat out wrong. Remember when he played for the tie? He played for the tie against Dallas. They tied. Didn't play for the win, but didn't lose. Sean McVay, that next Thursday night against the 49ers, played for the win. They lost. The Giants on a 4th-and-3. Played for the win. They might lose. Perhaps I am wrong about Matt LaFleur. I have the comfort and ability and wherewithal to say it. I can understand. I can understand. If I'm open. I'm open to being wrong on everything I've ever believed. And that is what makes me smart. Yeah, if they would have kicked a field goal, who even knows? So I think the Green Bay Packers got to win. I'm going to finish and see what this Lions game is up to. I'm not going to finish here. I'll be here for a little bit.
The Who's Down and Who Newville were making their list, but some didn't know. Walmart has the best brands for their gifts.
What about toys? Do they have brands kids have been wanting all year?
Yep. Barbie, Tonys, and Lego. Gifts that will make them all cheer.
Do you mean they have all the brands I adore?
They have Nintendo, Nespresso, Apple, and more.
What about...
So the Who answered questions from friends till they were blue. Each one listened and shouted, from Walmart? Who knew? Shop gifts from top brands for everyone on your list in the Walmart app.
When you give gifts, you like to knock them out of the park. Airwick Essential Mist Diffuser's chic design, long-lasting scents, and effortless setup makes it the kind of gift that feels complete the moment it's unwrapped. Perfect for your favorite dinner party host or that friend who loves a cozy night in. Plus, its cordless design means you can easily take this gentle fragrance with you from room to room. Airwick Essential Mist. Ready to gift, ready to uplift.
But so the Packers coming in, they have a pretty good shot of making the postseason. Okay, they have a pretty good shot of making the playoffs. I'm going to pull up the simulator that The Athletic has had. I've been referencing this a lot in the on the show. And I'm going to pull up, I'm going to share my screen and pull this up here to see how they may look come playoff time. Hot take, Jake is joining us. You go to the game?
I did not, no.
Are you in a village that's not the part of the village I'm thinking of?
No, but on the record, I would not ever want to live somewhere that refers to itself as a village. I feel like...
No, it's pretty baller. I'm in the village of Shorewood.
Yeah, I don't know. They just don't seem like my kind of people. Villagers.
Here, let me just look at this real quick. Austin's also joining. So this is the Packers. They have an 81% chance to make the playoffs right now. If they lose Thursday and win out, they have an above 99% chance. If they lose to the Bears, that's the only loss. Basically, as long as they only lose one game, they are in the playoffs, essentially, is how the math is going to work. If you lose two games, it depends who it's against. It depends who it's against. But if you lose two games, they still might be fine. Yeah, Packers. I thought the playoff chances might be a little more risky. But they seem to be okay. All right. Well, good. Well, what's up with you guys, Jake? What's up with you?
Well, you're kind of right. Like, you can be happy with a win. Like, I'm very happy that the Packers won, despite Matt LaFleur continuing to be a conservative pussy. And if it was anybody except J.J. McCarthy, I don't think you're cruising to that easy victory today.
No, McCarthy was terrible. That bothers me, because if McCarthy, so anybody, like, I hope that people that criticize, like, I got all these different pockets of criticism here. Anyone who's ever criticized Micah Parsons is an idiot, complete idiot.
Correct.
Anyone who's criticizing Matt LaFleur, not an idiot, actually brilliant. And then anyone who's criticizing Jordan Love, just like, yes, he's not Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't won an MVP. He hasn't. You could have drafted a quarterback, moved on from your quarterback. That was Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the Vikings moved on from Sam Darnold, who's okay, and then they went to J.J. McCarthy, and it right now it is going terrible. And this game was, I can't even think of a Jordan Love game that was close to this bad. I don't like, so stop acting like we're in their fate when we're in a much better fate. I hope that seeing this gives them that perspective. I don't think it will, but I hope it does.
Well, Jordan Love has two things working against him in Green Bay Packers nation or fan nation. Number one is that he's not Aaron Rodgers and he's not Brett Favre, and I don't think he's that level of a player. I think he can be very, very, very good player to great player, but not all-time great. And the second thing I'm not going to get into, but yeah.
Well, what's the second thing?
Yeah, I'd rather just not talk about it, because it's like, it's something that I pretty much know in my head why there's so much criticism of him, but like, I can't, you know, I don't have the empirical evidence to prove it.
I think we all know that.
You know what? I'll say this. Just don't.
You're fine.
Yeah,
We got it.
We all get it.
We got it. What's up with you, Austin?
Well, all right. So, Emmanuel was running the ball so good today, and that's, I don't know why Jacobs hasn't been running it that good. But I mean, that was LaFleur's wet dream, was to see that. And I think, he limited Love today with that, but on the plays that Love got to throw, I mean, you saw how good, I mean, Love is a, he's a good quarterback. And when you ask him to throw, he can do it. So I know he missed like a few, but, and then that one that was low to Musgrave, that he dropped it. And then Musgrave was like pretty much out of the game. Do they believe in Musgrave at all in that organization?
Does any, do you?
No. I don't. Should they? Yeah. No. Hell no.
So what the hell is he doing? So that's what I was looking at, was like, okay, so Musgrave dropped one ball and they were like, eh. So what good is he to the organization? I don't know. I was just watching the game with like, I didn't want to be negative for the game. So I was watching it. They played a great game. It was just all, I don't know. It was vanilla. It was,
and maybe that's fine. Maybe that is fine. But what I'm saying in that regard is I do not give the benefit of the doubt. It's not been earned. Was that they're playing vanilla on purpose? Or was that the same that they played against Carolina?
It's the same. Because
you played vanilla against Carolina and you lost the fucking game.
And you only scored like 10 fucking points. Yeah. Dude, you gotta, when you, there are those plays, those throws to Watson, like he can run different routes other than just streak. Like you have a versatile wide receiver right there. You have Wicks who can make catches. I don't, it kind of sucks that Musgrave sucks, but you got other guys you can throw the football to. You have Emmanuel Wilson who can run. I don't know anything about Brooks, so with all due, I'm not going to crap on him. But, like, you can run the ball. You can pass the ball. It just seems so one-sided watching it. Like, it was a great win. It's nice. Beat the Vikings. Fantastic. But it's a dud of a game.
Ben L is here. Are you?
What's up, guys? Go Pack, go!
Everybody's outside today.
Got my Tyrod Taylor jersey from the Bills on.
What is with the jerseys lately? What, we had Tyrone Wheatley from Carlos the other day?
No, that was. I don't think that was Wheatley, but.
Oh no, he had Jason Sehorn's jersey on, which is apropos because that's people would love Jason Sehorn in Green Bay. And, you know, he's a Packers type, you know. I like the way he plays. I like the way that he plays the game. He's got respect for the game.
Yeah, I got an idea there. Hey, what if we converted Sehorn to a wide receiver there? Would that put 20 pounds on him and he could be
whatever
a tight end?
Whatever happened
there
to that Janis guy? I really liked him. I thought he was sneaky athletic.
All right, what's up, Ben?
I got company, but bad win. Started to have PTSD from the Carolina game in the beginning because they were running the ball and we were running the ball when we need to throw the ball. But
this team of me.
All right, thanks, guys. Peace out.
In and out.
See ya. Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
When I bitch about Matt LaFleur, are people, I think I know the answer, but are people defending Matt LaFleur or are they tired of me?
Well, Jake's got Matt LaFleur Coach of the Year set up, so he can start with this one.
Yeah, I say that you may not realize, but a little bit in jest there, but I absolutely think that, you know, as somebody who's always right, you don't really get much benefit from being right before everybody else. In fact, it's kind of a curse because, like, even when it turns out that you are right, it's like, well, screw you. You were a dick about it. So I still don't like you, you know? I think a little bit of that happens.
Well, and I'll say, Bart, people probably are annoyed about hearing you bitch about Matt LaFleur. Yeah, maybe. But you are right about it. I have been saying it since 2019. So I remember the first time I joined your podcast sitting outside of Z's Sports Pub and Eatery, which is no longer around. I joined on my fucking phone with my dad and he was like, I don't want to be on this. And I was like, Matt LaFleur sucks. And Sam Schmitz was on the show at the same time. And he was like, hell yeah. That was 6 years ago. I've been against this guy. I didn't like McCarthy either, to be fair. So I don't know.
I like the Lions Tim won.
Shea. Wait, what about the Tim Shea take? Gruden.
Well, LaFleur's turned, or Fickle's turned it around and there's no spot for him anymore. Hold on. John's mentioning Packers and Bears play in 2 weeks. John's been messaging about the Bears for months. He comments all the time.
He also comments on every single YouTube video of yours.
Yeah, like December 7th coming up. John, there's more to life. There's more to the season than Packers playing the Bears. You can't possibly be this guy.
And Green Bay is just going to absolutely mollywomp Chicago anyway. So what is he really looking forward to? Like, the Bears are clearly not a good football team. They have the horseshoe up their ass. They haven't beaten a team that is over 500.
Yeah, I guess Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was, but now
they're without Rodgers, though. Mason Rudolph, who played like absolute dog shit. Did you watch
Mason
that game?
Rudolph took them down to the wire, and he wants to come in pumping his chest. Okay, buddy.
Yeah, Steelers. Now Steelers right now are 6-5.
6-5. Yep.
Yeah.
And that was an Aaron Rodgers less game. That was a Mason Rudolph game. And it went 28-31. Was that the end of it? That was a brutal. They're not. I mean, the Bears might be good. I mean, I think I was very anti Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams sucks, but he's actually kind of playing pretty decent. So even if it's against bad competition, I mean, he actually does look competent. So I was wrong on that, I think.
I think Caleb's good. I still think Caleb's good.
Yeah, we all saw Justin Fields had a nice stretch for a little bit too. So I'm not ready to go that far.
Well, but the Bears, I get it. I will say, though, that like they're 8-3. They've won 8 of their last 9. So they wouldn't have done this before. So I know that, you know, their schedule and whatever and no Rodgers, but they would not have been 8-3. Like last year, they're not 8-3. The year before that with Fields, they're not 8-3. So they are learning how to win games. And that's their main important thing right now. I talked to Bears fans, you know, on the show, and they're like, well, how do we feel? And some are pretty cocky, but whatever. But just enjoy it and see what happens for now, because if they do win the North, like, they are ahead of schedule. I think even getting to the playoffs might be ahead of schedule. But I give them credit. They're winning. They won more times than we did.
Yeah, well, LaFleur playing for a tie, you know.
But like I said earlier, that the Giants played to win today. They lost. The Rams played to win. They lost to San Fran. I can bitch about LaFleur all I want, but he's 7-3-1, and I'm not.
But okay, the Giants played to win today, but they stupidly played to win. Like you're taking you go for it on 4th and goal. You're up 3 with about 3 minutes left. How on earth are you thinking that that's the right call when they're at like the 6-yard line? I think like, it's not like you're at the 1, like, oh, we could push this thing in and seal this thing. Like, no, you take the 3 and make them score a touchdown on you. So like there's nuance there. You can't be an idiot when you're trying to play to win. You know, Dan Campbell, like famously is skirted by on like constantly always playing to win. And then lo and behold in the playoffs, it ends up coming up to bite him. But the Giants are a trash organization, so you'd expect nothing less.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, makes sense to me. But speaking of tush-push shit, how about Hockenson trying to do one? But then
Was a LaFleur call right away. Let's run it with the tight end. Like that was totally a Matt LaFleur call.
Yeah, and they didn't even push him. I mean, that was just beautiful. Okay, all right, let's get back on the Packers. Sorry for hijacking your show there,
Bart. Hey, before we get back on the Packers, since nobody is really even like acknowledging that the Bucs are playing a season, can I just ask quickly if they should tank?
No.
Why not?
Why so?
Should they play for the 8th seed, Bart?
Well, it's an interesting year to talk about a tank. Because the Bucks will either have
threw him through a loop on this. He's got a hood on.
The Bucks will either have their first round pick or New Orleans, because New Orleans traded their first rounder, the better of ours or theirs, to Atlanta. So Atlanta's going to get to pick between our pick and New Orleans. New Orleans is currently the worst team in the NBA. So let's say there's a theoretical situation where, like, if the Bucks end up in the lottery and get a top 4 pick, and New Orleans gets like the 1st or 2nd pick. At worst, we're getting a top 5 pick. So like it's an interesting year where you would normally be like, well, no, you don't have your pick. You wouldn't tank. But this year is like, I don't know. Got the wheels turning.
Jake, you think they rigged the pick last year, do you think that the Bucks are going to get a fair shake at any of that in the lottery?
This is
they
true.
They just rigged it.
I mean, maybe if it's like, hey, you know, maybe your odds go up if you trade Giannis. You know, I don't know. I just,
and
I like,
what,
I have
another
spoken
superstar in here and then they can trade him out in 10 years.
Well, I had to get that out because I haven't spoken to a human about the Bucks pretty much since opening night. Cause like, I feel like people just forget that they're in Milwaukee still. So I wanted to say something.
No, I'm going to try to fire up some post games again in the future.
Why is that part?
Why is that?
Yeah. Are you allowed to speak or no?
I don't like where this is heading.
I was pretty fired up today when I saw those interceptions against J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
You know, I was laid off on my couch, but I got up and I was jumping. And
someone told me I need to let go of my LaFleur.
If LaFleur would have lost, he may have needed to update his resume.
Where the fuck is Tim Shea?
He texted me last night at midnight.
Oh, so he's hungover.
Oh. What the fuck are we doing storming the field?
Oh, the Badgers?
I said it ain't the 1980s, brother. Let these kids have fun. They had to be students during this season. Let them storm the field. Let them storm the field. You go be a student during that season.
Yeah, I'm a anti-storm the field guy in pretty much almost any scenario.
I'm pro.
All right. Well, I'm going to go delete every tweet I made today because everyone's mad at me. Anything else for you boys?
Nah.
Okay, I will do a show after the game on Thanksgiving. I'm planning on it.
I'll be there. I will tell my family. I'll be like, hey, you know, with all due, fuck the food. I got to hop on the Winklerverse.
Hashtag fuck the food.
Yeah.
Hashtag it's Thanksgiving, so I'll only talk about things I'm thankful for.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about you, pal. Lions, the four, you
worried about me?
Lions.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about you, pal.
Don't be worried. I'm okay.
All right. Just send me a text, all right?
Yeah.
Bye.
Maybe that tailgate's back on. I don't know.
I think it might be.
All right. I hate this.
I think we might have time for a lot of tailgates. Maybe every fucking game.
Oh, boy.
Who are you going to the game with, and are you tailgating?
My podcast buddies, every game. That's the answer. And yes.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, guys.
All right. Hang in there, buddy. Love you.
Packers win over the Vikings. That's all that matters. Thanks for stopping into the Winklerverse.
I'm a high note hitting songbird, but I'm also a bird watching backpacker.
Oh, wood thrush, 3 o'clock.
Walmart has a wellness side too, with tons of things I need to feel good, from electrolytes to help keep me hydrated to soothing cough drops for after every show.
Oh, man. How about waterproof boots? Size 10?
They've got 500 million things online, on the app, and in store.
Really? Who knew? Okay, was that you or the birds?
Check out the wellness side of Walmart today.